Well, I think it's, the general term is dragonfly, but it has another name also. Some people call it a...
Horsefly?
Or a...
Not that.
You ever call it a darning?
Oh, darning needle.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Darning needle.
Yeah, that's what they call them here, is a darning needle.
They call it a snake doctor down here, snake feeder. Down a few counties from here. They never heard of the darning needle.
The darning needle here. Uh-huh. I've heard that often.
Well, there's a saying that you should eat oysters only in months that have an R in them. Oysters, that's the word I'm after. Giving it away.
Oyster.
Yeah. Well, I do that again.
They do that on password, too. Sometimes they'll give the word away that they want.
You look in the closet and see your best wool suit has a hole in it, and you see something fly away. And if you saw one of them, you'd say there's one.
There's more, probably.
You said moths. That means a bunch of them. What if you just saw one? You say there goes a
moth.
And the insect that lights up.
A firefly.
Is that what you'd call it too?
What do you call it?
June bug?
No, I don't mean a June bug. I mean a firefly.
What's the difference between a June bug and a firefly?
Oh, a June bug is a great big thing. It's a large, brown bug.
Does it light up?
No. No. They bat around the doors, you know.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
In the summer when the lights are on.
What about the insect that stings? Besides a bee, there might be a...
Wasp?
Mosquito?
And the one that really knocks you for a loop is the...
Hornet?
Or is it...
I was knocked out by one of those.
Really?
Ones.
Well, I guess they can be mean. What's the difference between a wasp and a hornet?
I don't know.
Hornet
is about not that long.
Large,
I think. Large.
And the sting is worse than a wasp?
Have
you ever been stung by a wasp?
Yes, I was stung by a wasp too. I don't know how long I was out.
You get
stung
in the right place.
I was trimming hedge and there was a hornet nest in it and I hit that with the hedge knife and the whole thing just caught me right back of the ear. All I know is when I come to, I was laying on the ground.
Okay, and what about the nests? Do you recognize the difference in the nests?
They're a good deal alike, only a hornet's nest is a good deal bigger, and you see them hanging on tree limbs more than...
They're more made of mud, aren't they, with mud?
Yeah. But they'll be generally be hanging on them, and the wasps will like... A lot of them like to get under a little cover, like up in the awnings here. We always have to get them out of there every spring.
Okay, you go fishing. Sometimes you take some little teeny fish called for bait.
Minnows?
And sometimes, not in here, you look up and you see something hanging.
Cobweb. Well, don't look too close now.
Are they the same? What do they come from? Cobwebs? Spiders make them?
No. I don't know.
No,
because there'll be cobwebs where there isn't any spiders.
Well, I think the spiders are the ones that make them.
Oh, no. Well, what does make cobwebs? Cobs, I suppose. I don't know. But there is no, there would, isn't spiders in here.